Okay, today, Ben Shem, we're going to begin the eighth and final parak of Maseches Eduyos. Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira, al dam nevela shu tahar. Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira said that dam from a nevela is tahar, at least in comparison to basar of a nevela. Basar of a nevela is tameh, even if it's just a kezias of basar. Dam of a nevela is going to need to be revius, a kezias of dam in a nevela, at least is tahar. Hey, Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira, al efer chatash. Rabbi Shimon ben Beseira said that ashes of a parah aduma in a kli, shenagatami b'mgtsasa shetime eskulo, if a tami person touches some of those ashes, and the ashes are in a kli, so it's one big tziruf, and therefore all the ashes are going to become tame. Hosef Rabbi Akiva, ala solos, falaktoris, falavonim, vagacholim, and Rabbi Akiva said, when it comes to holy things that are in a single kli, like the solos for a carbon mincho, or the ktoris that they would use to be makter in the Beis HaMikdash, or the lavona that they would use on the karbanos, or the coals that are taken from the that if full yom touches any part of them, they all become pasul. Mishnah Beis. Hey, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Rabbi Yehuda Akoin al Ketana bas Yisol Shnisis the Koin. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava and Rabbi Yehuda Akoin said about a Ketana who didn't have a father. Her father died, and she's a bas Yisrael, and she was married to a Koin. Sheiyo chalus b'truma kemet shenichnas al chuppah, that she can eat truma as soon as she goes into the chuppah. Afal bishlo nivela, even though she has not yet had bia with her husband. Hey, Rabbi Yossi Akoin, Rabbi Zecharia ben Akatzav al Tinokas Shehurhana ba'Ashkelon. Rabbi Yossi HaKohen and Rabbi Zecharia ben Akatzav said about a case that happened where there was Edim that a girl had been handed over to Ovdi Avodah Zara in Ashkelon as a mashkon for some sort of money that was owed to these people, v'rechakua b'nei mishpachta, and when she came home, the family stayed away from her, meaning they didn't let her marry a Kohen because they assumed that these Ovdi Avodah Zara had their way with her. So she's possible. You know, she was nevela l'pasula. They del mi idim al shalonisra v'shalonitma. But she had witnesses that said that she was never alone with any of these avdei avodah zara. No one ever raped her. Nothing happened to her. But the family didn't want to believe these witnesses. So Amalem Chacham, the Chacham said to them, Imaminim atem shehurhana, if you believe the witnesses that she was given over to these Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Hemin Shalonis Rishalonitma, then believe them all the way, that nothing happened to her. But Vemeinatem Hemin Shalonis Rishalonitma, if you do not believe that these Ovdei Avodah Zarah did not touch her, well then I'll tell me shehurhana. Why would you believe that she was ever handed over to them in the first place? So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Aleph, we said that Dam Nevelos of the size of a kezias is tahar, and efer chatas, that's in a kli, if a tamei person touches some of it, all of it's tamei, and all sorts of kodesh things, like fine flour, and ketores, and lavona, and the gechalim from the mizbech, if it's vulyam touches some of them, they all become tamei. And then we learned in Mishnah Beis that if a Katana Bas Yisrael is married off to a Kohen, as soon as she goes into the Chuppah, she's allowed to eat Truma, even though she didn't yet have Bia. And that there was a story once of a girl who we were told by certain Edim that she was given over to Ovdei Avodah Zarah, but those same Edim said that no one touched her, and her family didn't want to believe that no one touched her, but they said, look, if you don't want to believe that no one touched her, then don't believe that she was given over to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in the first place. But if you're going to believe that she was given over to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, then you have to believe that no one touched her. Okay, Beis Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Mishnah Gimel.